Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Thanks for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And you're going to be glad you joined us because I've got a new friend here to introduce you to. Patrick Evans is with us. Patrick founded his company. Well, he's a serial entrepreneur to start with, but he founded his company, Evcor, E-V-C-O-R, a software integration firm that worked for some pretty big companies. He founded that from, took it from zero to selling it out for a lot of money, all by himself, plus the people who he hired. He did all that, folks, so he must know a little bit about selling. And that's right why when we found out that he wrote a book called Sales Burst, we wanted to hear what he had to say. And he's our new friend. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. How's it going today?
It's going great. It's good to have you here.
Good. Thanks for having me.
I like the way you talk about entrepreneurial selling. And one of the reasons why, you know, that kind of a term fits my ear. You've heard of, I don't know if you're a golfer or not, but, you know, you've heard about certain holes fits a golfer's eye. You've heard that term before?
Sure.
Well, certain terms fit my ear. And when I heard you on your book, when I read about entrepreneurial selling, that fit my ear because I've been telling the world since the 20th century that the 21st century it was going to be and now is the century of the entrepreneur. So if I'm correct in that, and I am correct, I believe, then salespeople have to be entrepreneurial salespeople. And your book is right on for that.
Yeah, what I try to do is teach people not only to think like entrepreneurs, but to actually move a little faster and make faster decisions than they've been used to in the past. Most people go ahead and get extensively into the planning stage, and I have nothing against that. I have a biology major and a chemistry minor, so I like to plan. But the major thing I am is I'm a catalyst, and I try to get people to move, to take a first step and to get traction so that they start a business.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. So let's talk about this. How do we integrate? How do we now? Well, I'll tell you what. Explain to us what you mean by sales burst.
Okay, sales burst is a term. It came about really my dad, who was a big influence on me. When I was a wrestler in high school, I remember running and so forth, and I'd come home and I'd be really tired, and he'd go, "How'd it go?" And I'd go, "Oh, you know, this and that," and he'd running and this, and he goes, "Just run until your heart bursts. You won't have any problem," you know. And, you know, I'm a young kid. I'm about 16. And so yeah. I ran and ran and ran, and I still run. And I find that the people that work the hardest, you know, do the best. And what I try to do is just give people tips, just like my dad used to do, math tips, so that when they're selling, instead of just running, they're not running in place. They're actually what I call getting traction. Mm-hmm. So I have, you know, specific tips that I can give them that help them.
Well, give us some of those. Give us some examples.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you one example. A lot of people that are in sales, they really don't like voicemail. I mean, you know, either do I. I mean, I call
them. No, I don't either.
I want to talk to them, and I get voicemail. I go, okay, I'm going to teach people how to use voicemail to their advantage.
See, this is important because I don't know about other people, but I am much more likely not to leave a message than I am to leave a message.
Oh, well, you're going to leave messages. Wait till you hear this one.
So help me out here.
So what happens is if you get a call, and hopefully you're working, you know, you're doing your job, you're selling, and let's say you get a call in the afternoon, late afternoon, and, you know, you're in a demonstration or whatever, and you don't get that message until you're driving home that night when you pick up your messages. Most salespeople will call that back, that lead, they'll call them back the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. You don't gain any advantage. What
right.
I teach my people to do, and what your audience should do, is wait until about 7:30 at night. Then pick up the phone and call the person back. And simply, you know, like I'll do a role play. "Hi, this is Pat Evans at Evans Sales, and I received a call from you at 4 o'clock. I'm sorry, I was in a demonstration when the call came, The culture of our company is to call everybody back same day. So what I'd like to do is I will call you back tomorrow. I'll call you tomorrow at 9 a.m. If you could please take my call, I'll go over everything that our firm can do for you. Again, this is Pat Evans at Evans Sales, and I give my number. And I give the number twice, by the way. So what happens is the next morning, the person comes in, they pick up their voicemail, they basically have an appointment set that if they don't have anything at 9 o'clock, they're going to take your call, and it makes you look organized, it makes you look efficient, and you look trustworthy. Everything that you would want to look, you know, marketing-wise, before they pick up the phone, you've already demonstrated.
Can I make a little adjustment in your message?
Absolutely.
And suggest that if this is a person that you haven't met before, you haven't known before, and you're trying to get an entree to this person, I know you were just, the point you were making was how to, you know, the timing of the message and all that, but when you leave that message, in order to get them to take your call at 9 o'clock, say something like this: I'm going to call you at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I promise I won't take more than 90 seconds of your time, but in that 90 seconds, you and I will discuss when's the next best time for me to talk to you.
That's fantastic.
That way, because you haven't presumed that they've got 30 minutes for you at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, no. All you want to do is just get back to them and so that they understand that, one, you received the call. Two, the important thing is that they know that you're working. It's 7:30 at night.
Right.
I'm telling you, if I get a phone call and somebody's working at 7:30 and they tell me that, hey, they're going to do something the next day, and they do it the next day, I think overall, so far, I want to do business with this person.
Well, you know, the entrepreneurs that I deal with, and many of them are members of my brain trust, like you, Patrick. Now that you're the newest member of our brain trust, you know, we often joke with each other because, you know, we'll get an email from each other at 2 o'clock in the morning, from 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and we joke with each other about being on email in those hours.
The best thing to do is to try to go ahead and. Everybody wants to look like that they work, you know, real hard, and the person that they're competing against probably doesn't work as hard and so forth. And you have to come up with ways to demonstrate this, and that's one of the best ways to demonstrate it.
One of the things I'd like to ask, speaking of the timing of email, if you ever get an email from a customer, from a prospect, at an odd hour, like especially very early in the morning, when we come back, I'm going to ask Patrick, is that a good time? Is it important to notice that? And maybe call that person at that time. Set your clock and get up early and call that person at that time. And he'll answer that phone, right after these messages. Patrick Evans is our guest. His book is called Sales Burst. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Askjim.biz is our knowledge base. We've anticipated your questions. We have answers waiting on you, so check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. No barrier to entry, which is the same way smallbusinessadvocate.com is. That's where you can find the show and the articles and the archives. Subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog, all the good stuff there. It's there waiting on you, and it's all free. Patrick Evans is our guest. He's the author of Sales Burst. He's a serial entrepreneur, having grown his company from zero to $60 million in when he sold it as he exited that company. And he's got a lot of good stories to tell you. He's helping us understand more about entrepreneurial selling. And, Patrick, I want you to tell us where the book's available and give us your website, please.
Okay. The website is salesburst.com. So SalesBurst.com. And one thing you should remember, it's the first free book on how to make money. So there's 38 chapters, and all they do is access salesburst.com. They can buy the book anywhere. It's at airports and bookstores. And then once they go ahead and purchase the book, they log on to salesburst.com, hit the hyperlink, and the hyperlink takes them to overstock.com.
Right.
And they buy $175 worth of goods, and they get $20 off cash.
Right.
so they get the price of the book back.
There you go. And also, I want to point out what you're doing with the proceeds from the book. Tell us about that.
What I've done is I'm on a mission to donate funds to my niece. 50% of the net profit of Sales Burst will go to Children's Memorial Hospital to pay for operations for my niece, Bridget Evans, who's got spina bifida. And then I'm going to take another 5% of the net profit and give that to the Spina Bifida Association in Washington, D.C.
Right. All right. So a lot of good reasons to buy the book here, folks, especially when you understand what Patrick's working for. Patrick, I was asking the question before we went to the break. What if I get a years ago when I was a young pup selling, my mentors used to say, okay, a good time to call the boss is and to get through the screen. We were trying to get through the screen in those days. People didn't have, use email. No email and not that much voicemail.
Right.
Was to either call the boss before the store opens, before the business opens, like before 8, or call at lunch, because a lot of times the boss will answer the phone himself or herself at that time.
Yeah.
So if I see that I've gotten an email from somebody at, maybe 6:30 in the morning, and I think it's from their office, would that not be a good time to pick up the phone and call them?
Oh, sure. Anything that you think would be a little bit on the odd side is always a good thing to do. If you can call people, between 5 and 6 o'clock, that's great. If you can call them at 7:30 and leave messages, if you can respond to them so that they know that you're working hard, that's the best thing.
You know, Patrick, as I said earlier in the previous segment, I like the way you think about the entrepreneurial part of selling. The 21st century selling, especially, and I want you to talk about retail in a second, but especially non-retail, business-to-business selling has changed a lot in the last 10 or 20 years, hasn't it?
Oh, tremendously, tremendously. So, the idea here in your previous shows, you've talked about business-to-business selling and how you have to go ahead and do things different. And one of the things that you want to do is you want to be able to get a hold of whoever the highest level person would be, so a C-level person. I'll give you a good example. People that cold call, I believe in creative cold calling.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going in through, let's say that you're in an industrial park and you want to go ahead and do a cold call on a company, you might want to try this. It works like a dream. Throughout college, I worked on trucking docks. Well, my suggestion to you is walk through a trucking dock. All you need to do is, instead of walking through the front door and talking to a receptionist and getting turned away, just walk through the trucking dock.
Go in the back door.
Just walk in the back door.
It's
perfectly fine. You walk in, the people, they're blue collar, they like you. I worked with blue collar trucking docks people for four summers. They're great people. So I walked in, how you doing? I just keep walking, and I end up asking for the vice president of sales. I get him every time. No, it works really well.
Tell us about, in the time we got about a minute and a half. Tell us about how to use your system with retail.
Okay, for retail, the number one thing everybody has to admit is when you walk into a retail store, there's about a 95% chance that the person's going to say, "Can I help you?"
Right.
And then what?
I think it's about 99%.
Yeah, the obligatory response is, "No, I'm just looking." So the question goes nowhere, so quit asking it. I recommend in the book that you go ahead and make it into a game, and a game of choices, which Americans love. And what you do is you just walk in. If it's a pet store and somebody walked into my pet store, I simply say, cats, dogs, or fish? And they go, dogs. I walk them over to the dog section, and I look.
Yeah.
It works very well, and it works well for new people.
Well, I'm kind of a smart aleck, Patrick, as you'll come to find out. Whenever I walk into a retail store and they ask me, "Can I help you?" I always say, "No, thank you. I'm just shoplifting." if you want to make sure you get waited on, you get plenty of attention after that if you say, "I'm just shoplifting." Give us that website again, Patrick.
The website is salesburst.com.
And that's the name of the book too, Sales Burst. Patrick, will you come back another day?
Oh, absolutely.
We've enjoyed having you here. Thanks for
listening. Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
All right.
Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Down to the crossroads, down out on my knees. That's all I've ever for myself.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.